It's the Mariners and the Marlins, and welcome back Ichiro, his first appearance at Safeco Field since 2014. Let's pick it up in the first. The M's get right to work. Robinson Cano at the plate.
He drags one. Deep break center field. Robinson Cano steps in his second home run of the season. And the Mariners have a 2-0 lead. 1-2 pitch. Drilled it. Got all of it. About 15 rows back. Cruz with a 6-game hitting streak. 9 for his last 23. He's got a 1-1 count here. Now it's torched. Center field with a big slice. Adios. Nelson Cruz, boom, step baby, his second of the season. And the Mariners lead it 3-0. Got it on a 1-1 pitch.
Cano, Cruz, and Seager last year combined, they hit 112 home runs. Coming into this game, they only had 2. You had to feel that that wasn't going to last for very long. And there you go, back-to-back home runs for them.
But now there's 2 outs, and that'll bring up second baseman Robinson Cano. Swinging a fly ball deep into the gap in left center field. Ichiro on the run, and this one is going to be off the wall. Dyson will score from third. Cano to second. The throw to second by Ichiro, not in time. Robbie Cano with a 2-out RBI double here in the bottom of the 4th inning. And it's now the Mariners 5 and the Marlins nothing. What a night for Cano, his 3rd run batted in.
1 out here in the Mariners home 5th. There's a drive deep to left. Carrying, and upper tight for Taylor Motter. His 3rd home run. And the Mariner lead now at 6-0. Had to sound, it hit the look, it hit the carry. Boy, hey, something else. Got it on an 0-1 pitch.
Perenna looks in. Here's the windup and the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, deep to left field. Does he do it again? This one into the corner, and it is going to be caught by Ichiro at the top of the wall. Down the left field line into the corner. Ichiro getting back in time. Time in his leap. We've seen that before. Taylor Motter is a long out number 1 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. And what a catch by Ichiro at the top of the fence right at the 331 marker. He almost overran a little bit, had to reach back to his left as he was high in the air to make the catch. One away for the Mariners.
Yeah, that would not have gotten out, but Ichiro did not look like a 43-year-old.
Back-to-back home runs from Robinson Cano and Nelson Cruz in the first. In addition to 7 scoreless innings from Ariel Miranda, all added up to an easy 6-1 win for Seattle on Monday night. Here is M skipper Scott Service.
Great outing by Ariel tonight. Really, you know, pitched much different tonight than last time out. I think last time out he threw a lot of off-speed pitches. Tonight was very aggressive with his fastball, and it's great to see really in control of the game. You know, the whole night he had a little hiccup in there in the 6th, kind of like his last outing in the 6th, and he got through it, and happy for him. He's throwing the ball really well against a team that's really, you know, the middle of their lineup is tough. You know, they can really swing the bat. So we needed it tonight to go as deep as he did. We used a ton of bullpen guys yesterday, so it's nice to not have to go so deep in our bullpen tonight.
Getting deeper from him seems to be a big step, right?
It is. I think, you know, keeping the pitch count in check is important. I think, you know, guys third time around, when they kind of see what his repertoire is, they seem to make adjustments because he can kind of get on you. You know, his delivery and the ball kind of jumps on you pretty good. So, but he's learning, he's maturing. I thought Zunino did a really nice job behind the plate tonight with him, you know, mixing his stuff and going to the off speed when he needed to.
Scott, how important is it establishing the fastball for him, though?
Oh, it's huge, yeah, and that's what he lives off of, and he should. I mean, he's got nice ride up in the zone, but his secondary pitches, the split change he throws has really come along. He threw some pretty good sliders tonight to some decent left-handed hitters. So, again, his confidence is growing, you know, not, you know, making our team originally out of camp, and then with the Smiley injury and stepping up like he has. I mean, that's why we had the depth. And when Jerry put the club together, you know you're going to need 6, 7, 8 starters sometimes. So it's nice for him to step in and then, you know, just pick up like he left off last year.
Hey, the back-to-back from your 2 big guys in the first inning had to be really nice to see, to get both of them going.
Yeah, you know, Robbie absolutely crushed the ball. And Cruzy said he didn't get it all, but that's Nelson Cruz. I think Taylor Motter got all the one that he hit. So, Obviously, you know, coming out, you know, it's great to see those guys kind of pick it up and get it going. You know, that's what drives the train is the middle of our lineup. And, you know, just hopefully get them in a nice consistent rhythm now would be great here. Hopefully win this series.
Robbie's had a few ugly at-bats here and there, too. What have you seen from him?
You know, he hasn't, you know, of all the guys, you know, he probably gets a little anxious at times. He wants to do it sometimes too bad. Instead of letting the pitcher come to him and getting his pitch to hit. And I think, you know, the first at-bat tonight was great, deeper in the count. Like he got a changeup or something up in the zone and put a great swing on it. So sometimes a little bit too anxious instead of letting the game come to him.
Mutter's not a real big guy, but he seems to have some bat speed.
He seems to. Yes, the ball jumps off his bat very good. And, you know, he's a good fastball hitter. Looking for his pitch. He's getting it. He ain't missing it. Really. He's brought a very nice spark to our team. I know it's the character and it's the hair and all the other stuff, but, you know, you can do all those things, but you still got to be a good player. Otherwise, it doesn't do anything. And he's played great, really stepped up, and we needed him with Segura being down.
Hey, when Segura comes back, do you need to find a spot for him if he's swinging like this?
You know, I think it kind of fits into our original plan. He's so versatile. You know, he can run into the outfield. He can, you know, different parts of the infield. Now you can start looking at maybe giving a guy a day off here or there if Siegs needs one or Robbie DH a day, you know, and do some different things at first base, like I said, in the outfield. So kind of get him back to the original plan. But, you know, he's earned a right to be in the lineup on a more consistent basis and do everything we can to keep him in there.
Robinson Cano went deep in the first inning and nearly added a second home run later in the game. Here is the M second baseman talking about Monday's 6-1 win over Miami.
I mean, I've been hitting balls just hard, right, guys, but, you know, tonight was a great game, and I was able to have my swing.
Which was a better swing, the home run in the first inning or the almost home run double that went opposite field in the fourth?
I would say both, because both was for an RBI. It's how the team, I mean, you know, score early and give Miranda, you know, more support. So that way he can go longer in the game.
I think Mater one-upped you on distance. How impressive was his upper deck home run?
Well, man, the guy, you know, since been training, he had power and he had a pretty good swing. I mean, he's taking advantage of the chance they give him right now.
Looked like he was going to have another extra base hit. Ichiro comes out of nowhere there in the eighth. You played with him, I think, in New York. What is the secret to his success and just his ability to keep going?
Well, I mean, he's a guy that I always, you know, work hard, do the same routine every day, always stretching. And, I mean, I hope when I get to his age, I'll be able to play like that.
Taylor Motter went deep in this one for the M's and nearly went deep a second time until he was victimized by a nifty catch deep in the left field corner by none other than Ichiro. Here was Motter talking about the team's 6-1 win on Monday.
Hit a ball in a barrel and watch it go, I guess. We've been hitting the ball well lately. We've been pitching really good lately, too, so it's all finally coming together.
How about them when the middle of that lineup starts popping them out like they did in the first inning? Then it makes everything flow.
Yeah, everything's good. We see those big guys start hitting. It makes everything easier on us. We know they're getting into a groove. Our pitching's getting into a groove. Us younger guys are getting into a groove. Everything's starting to come together.
How good was Miranda playing behind him?
Oh, he was unbelievable tonight. It was the best I've ever seen him pitch, and I hope he does that the rest of the year.
Wei-Yin Chen faces Yovani Gallardo coming up on Tuesday.